Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. Glad you're here. I'm glad Dan Pastorini is here, too. I'm excited about meeting him and introducing him to you and letting him tell you a little bit about what's going on these days. He, as you know, he was quarterback with Houston Oilers and some other teams after that, but most well-known for his long career, long and very successful career with the Houston Oilers. And he's now, well, really kind of always was a small business owner. We're going to talk about that a little bit, but he's now officially a small business owner, and he's our new friend, Dan Pastorini. Welcome to the show.
Jim, thank you very much, and welcome to Texas.
Thanks. It's good to be here.
It's a great place.
Yeah, it is. You spent a lot of good years here, didn't you?
Yeah, I've got a lot of fond memories here. We had some good times back in the Love You Blue days in the late 70s with Bum Phillips and Earl Campbell.
Oh, yeah.
We kind of lit this city up a little bit, going to the championship games there a couple of years, but unfortunately losing to the Pittsburgh Steelers. But this town is a great sports town, and they're very supportive of their sports teams, and you'll see it this weekend at the Administaff Small Business Classic here.
Absolutely. No, we're already having a good time. And Dan, one of the things that I like to talk about sometimes is how many small businesses there are out there in industries and fields that people don't typically think of as small businesses. Doctors and lawyers are
right.
Small business owners.
Sure.
Professional golfers mm-hmm. are small business owners because if they don't play well, they don't eat.
That's right.
Quarterbacks, professional quarterbacks. I mean, you had one employee. It was you, basically. And I mean, if you didn't play well, then you didn't get a new contract.
You had to move on. That's
yeah.
right. That's
yeah.
Right.
And so you always knew about eating what you kill. You had to eat. you only got to eat what you kill. You always knew about that. But then you played, you were a quarterback for a long time. And then when you got out of football, what was your thought when you said my career in football is over? What were you thinking at that time?
Well, you touched on a very good point earlier about small business, and you have to be passionate about what you want to do. And when I got out of football, I've always been a racing fan all my life. In fact, I raced when I was playing football. I raced boats and had some success at that. And
are you a speed freak, Dan?
No, you know, people say that, but you know, everybody has to be. They have their passion,
right.
And I wouldn't say I'm a speed freak. I mean, I don't have a death wish. People think, oh, you're crazy, you're going fast, you're going to kill yourself and all that stuff. The last thing we want to do is hurt our car or hurt the equipment.
Right.
But, you know, it's a technique that you feel through your hands, you feel through your butt, you feel through your feet, and it's instinctive. Just like with football, there were certain openings. You had little windows of opportunity where you had to fit the ball, and when you threw the ball, you had to fit it in between two defenders.
Mm-hmm.
Same way in racing. You've got to make a move at a certain time. You'll set your opponent up as you're following through the racetrack. You'll see where he's mm-hmm. slowing down, where you're a little bit faster. And when you take that opportunity to get ahead of him, you move up.
It's
you
a chess
move ahead.
Game. Chess
it
game.
Is. And it's just like football. You sit there and, you know, you have your game plans, but then you have to be able to audible, as we said, mm-hmm. or check with me at the line of scrimmage.
Mm-hmm.
We ran most of our offenses at the line of scrimmage
right.
because it allowed me time to get up there, see what the defense was going to be, see where those defensive ends were aligned. Are they head up outside? If they head up outside, then I can run inside. If they're head up or, you know, inside, then I can probably run the ball outside to Earl Campbell.
Right.
If I see the safety up playing the run, then I'm going to throw the ball to Kenny Burrow. I mean, you have to be analytical and be able to adjust on the move.
And now that you're a small business owner, you're having to do those same things with different aspects.
There's things. Absolutely. There's a lot of characteristics in sports that carry over into business. I mean, you see it all the time. A lot of these small businesses, a lot of these large companies like IBM, they all want to see what the athlete's thoughts are. They all want to relate the athlete's plights on the field or the gridiron or the basketball court, whatever it may be, and how it relates to business. I took my discipline from my family growing up, my parents in the restaurant business. Now, you talk about a tough business.
Mm-hmm.
That's a tough business.
Yep.
And we did it in a town of 1,300 people in Sonora,
wow.
California, where I grew up. My father put four kids through college. So, I mean, my parents were hardworking people. It was a family operation. Mm-hmm. I mean, my father used to throw change around the floor, so my brother and I would go sweep the floor. So he had the cheapest janitors in the world, and we'd make sure that that floor was spotless every day.
Right. So no cranny unswept.
I guarantee you, we found every penny and every nickel that was on the floor. And, you know, but my dad was very creative and a lot of fun, but a very hardworking man. And I think I got all my discipline from sports through my parents. And that carries over into business. When I got out, I said, okay, now what do? I can't play football anymore, so I'm going to do the things that I really enjoy and that I'm passionate about. So I got into racing, and I had a top-fuel dragster racing on the NHRA circuit. Now, you talk about survival of the fittest.
Right.
That's pretty tough coming out with no sponsorship.
Mm-hmm.
And we went out and won our first event as a privateer.
Wow.
With no sponsorship. I mean, I basically hocked everything I had. And
we recognize that, don't we, folks?
Yeah. But it was a passion. I knew I could succeed. I knew if I had the right people to surround myself with, mm-hmm. then I would succeed. And I did. I got some great people, and consequently, they made that car run, and the driving part is the easy part. Then I got out of that because we lost our sponsorship, and it was very difficult at the time. So I got into other businesses. I ran a metallurgical company for a while. I met these people through my racing contacts. They mm-hmm. had me run their office down here in Houston, Texas. And then my nephew comes along about 5 or 6 years ago, and I asked him, I said, what are you doing? And he shows me this technology in law enforcement. So I work with him with a company called DataWorks Plus, and we sell digital photo management solutions to law enforcement agencies.
Consulting, basically consulting.
Yeah, absolutely.
To law enforcement.
So I've got the whole, you know, from Texas, Louisiana, north is my mm-hmm. area of the country. He's got the west. He's got everything west of me, and our corporate offices are in Greenville, South Carolina. We have 35 employees, and you know we're a $4-6 million a year company. But you know this technology that we've developed over the past. I've seen this technology grow over the past 6 years, and it's really kind of fun because the product sells itself. And when you go in and show these law enforcement agencies how this can help them catch the bad guys. It's just fascinating.
Give us a little bit of an idea. I got about 30 seconds before I go to a break. Give us an idea about how the technology works.
Well, it's a way of storing. For instance, we have our digital crime scene, which stores photographs digitally, and we can also scan 35 millimeter, and you also use the digital cameras. But what it does is it removes all the paperwork necessary to store photographic images, and you don't have warehouses full of photographs. You have it stored there, and if you do need to print it, you can print it up on a regular mm-hmm. Epson printer.
It also helps them to get that information out to the across the country to pull in information
exactly
to find out if this person's wanted or whatever.
Exactly.
Yeah,
we have a network. It is a web-based application,
right.
So we have that capability.
Stand by, Dan. We're visiting with Dan Pastorini, ladies and gentlemen. Small business owner Dan Pastorini, and proud of it, right, Dan?
Yes, sir.
We're going to take a quick break. We've got more to come with Dan Pastorini after these messages. 20 after, I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and we will be right back.
When I die in the name of Jesus, gonna go to
the end. Thank you. Yeah, we like our music. Hi, folks. We're back. Dan Pastorini is with us. And you know who Dan Pastorini is. Former professional quarterback for a number of teams, including a long run, a great and important run with the Houston Oilers. And I got to ask you, Bum Phillips is one of the most interesting guys I ever saw coach football. What an interesting guy. And what was it like playing for him?
The greatest. The greatest, absolutely.
He just had to be a cool guy.
He still is. I just talked to him.
Okay?
Yeah, he's great. He lives down in Goliad, Texas. He has a ranch down there. He's got some horses and cattle that he plays with, and he's got about 250 acres. He just celebrated his 81st birthday
wow.
on the 29th of September.
How about that?
And, you know, I talked to him last week. I see him all the time. In fact, my son and I go down there and hunt the ranch all the time, and to visit with Bum, but he's just one of the greatest human beings God ever created, and just the apple of my eye, my all-time
yeah.
favorite person. But he is just a guy that you could just hang out with, never say a word, and have the greatest conversation of your life just by listening.
Yeah, absolutely.
Great guy.
Well, thanks for that story. Give him our best.
I will.
He gave us a lot of great memories, and you did too.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Okay, let's get back into this small business. Now,
the consulting business. You want to give us a website?
Our website for the consulting business is www.dataworksplus, that's dataworksplus.com.
All right. And this is strictly for law enforcement.
Law enforcement technology.
My son is a police officer, and so is for his police department or sheriff's department or something like that. Well, federal government, you also work with the federal government?
Yes, sir. We do federal government. We do all kinds of any kind of police, and we do custom solutions for law enforcement agencies. And we just recently introduced a few new products that are coming out, and we also upgrade. You mentioned a while ago about communication, mm-hmm. and our mugshot system has a centralized repository for all of our clients to use, and that's free of charge. But it allows them, you arrest me here, and you can run my mugshot across this database, and you can see if I was arrested up in Portland, Oregon, or Los Angeles, or Florida, or New York. Or
that's information anywhere. That's really helping these guys
it
out.
It really is.
And it's the kind. And the thing is, Dan, that's the kind of capability. You know, let's move beyond the law enforcement. That's the kind of capability that's available small business owners on so many different levels right now.
Absolutely.
It's incredible, and I keep harping on this. It's one of my broken records is that there's technology available for small business owners today in bite-sized increments and applications in affordable pricing levels that 20 years ago that it would have taken General Motors would have had to spend $20 million to develop their own proprietary stuff. We can buy the same power, maybe more power, for $59 a month.
Absolutely. Absolutely, and that enables encourages the small business owners to want to go off, and it gives them power. It gives them empowerment to be able to handle their resources.
It's the reason why I say the 21st century is the century of the entrepreneur.
Yeah,
the 20th century was the century of the major corporation. This is our century, Dan.
I agree.
Now, a couple of quick things. You're back in racing.
Yeah,
I saw some of your cars out front.
Yep. Those are my little hot rods out there.
Tell us about that.
Well, I've got my little GTP 2 car, which is the red car, which we kind of trained in this year. And it's kind of a funny story. I was playing golf last year with Jay Minks, who's the executive mm-hmm. vice president of marketing for Administaff.
He's going to be on tomorrow.
Yep. And he, I told him, he said, well, what are you doing now? And I told him, and I said, but, Jay, I got a burning desire to get back into racing again. I said, I just have this passion. I've always loved it, and I want to get back into it. Well, lo and behold, a couple weeks later, Jay calls me up and says, I want to get a proposal from you. So they stepped up and sponsored me right away.
Wow.
I said, I want to do it in phases. I said, look, let's do it smartly. I said, I don't want someone to invest a bunch of money in me.
Let's walk before we run.
That's right. So we took this car and we bought it. I literally bought the car on eBay, stripped it, sold the parts on eBay, and basically paid for itself.
I love that story.
But then we built the car with my buddies over here at ProTechnic in Stafford, Texas. And we hand-built this car. I mean, that car was handcrafted by my guys. And you'll see in the dash, it says, custom built for Dan Pastorini. And it literally was. And we took that car, we put it together, and then stripped it. We powder-coated it, re-put it together. And we won 8 out of 10 races with that car last year on the Porsche Club of America.
Now, what kind of a race is that?
It's road racing. Yeah,
like a mini Le Mans type of thing.
Exactly.
Yeah.
We do the Road Atlantis, the Watkins Glens, the Sears Point, Laguna Seca type raceways. So we got our feet wet and we had some success with that. And then I stepped up and bought this new car. It's a GT3 RS, which is a much faster car, and we ran it one time, and we ran it in Dallas at the last PCA event we ran this year. We took second in the first race with it, and we won the second race.
Wow.
The car is a rocket ship.
Is there a website for your racing?
Yes, it's www.dp7racing. That's DP, the number
DP,
7, racing,
Trini, 7 racing, .com. All right. And now, is there a schedule there where your race is going to be?
We have
so folks can see you around the country?
Well, right now, we're preparing for the 2005 series, and we're going to run the Speed World GT Challenge. And the schedule hasn't come out yet, but if you keep checking the website, there's information there about sponsorship, if people want to help sponsor the race team, and also information about the scheduling and some history on me and the cars and everything else.
Dan, thank you for being here.
Thanks for having me, Jim, and good luck today.
Thank you. Enjoy yourself. Good luck on yourself playing out there. And listen, would you come back another day and do the show with us some
I'd
more?
I'd be honored, sir.
Thank you. Dan Pastorini, ladies and gentlemen, and I appreciate him joining us today. We're going to be right back with Mr. Steve Arispe. He's with Administaff and one of their customers, Charles Sugar. 29 after this show is brought to you by IBM and Office Depot. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.